Good morning and welcome to Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And today we are talking with our good friends from Elder Care. And we've got a great lineup here today. As always here, we have Jennifer and Rachel on board here with us. And of course, smile big for the cameras, ladies, because we are on Facebook Live. There you go. There you are. There you are. How are we doing today?
We were prepared for Facebook Live.
Good.
We remember how this works. We tried. Last time we were caught off guard, but this time we're ready.
Goodness sakes. Well, we've got a lot going on here with Elder Care. And first of all, before we get into some of the things that are coming up, let's refresh everybody's memory of what Elder Care is and what Elder Care does.
Well, Elder Care is a nonprofit here in our community that really has program service for the aging population. So every program is meant with making aging more simple, hopefully, if possible, and convenient. And so that's anywhere from having the primary care physician and outpatient physical therapy on site, so everything's in one building, to people who can come into your homes, to activities. So we're kind of a one-stop shop and hoping to be a resource for all aging things.
Well, great. And every time I look around at folks who, I guess maybe in years past, you would say, well, you know, you're getting up. No, they're not getting up. They're getting out there. They're moving around. Mm-hmm. This is the most active bunch of seniors, this baby boomer bunch, I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. There's something else. We've got a thing called Community Voices. Can you tell me about Community Voices?
So Community Voices is an event we have on the first Monday of the month. And it's just a different educational topic every month. And this one coming up is going to be Medicare Part D. And that is just an overwhelming subject if you don't know anything about it or if you just know bits and pieces. So our resource coordinator is actually going to be kind of going over that, going over any changes that might be happening with the enrollment process. And you can also sign up for enrollment. And it is just a whole different ballgame.
It is.
Well, and the thing, you know, to remember is that you should really, if you already have Medicare Part D, that's your prescription drug part of it. So if you're first getting into the age of 65 and you're signing up for Medicare, you might be thinking about what's Part A, what's Part B, what's Part D. But Part D is specific to your drug plan, so the things that cover your prescriptions. And so each year during October 15th through December 7th, you have an opportunity to reevaluate your drug plan and decide, do I want to go to a new plan? Do I want to keep my current plan? But it's not always as simple as, well, this one's less expensive now, so I'm absolutely going to jump board and go over there. It's more than that. It's what kind of prescriptions are you on this year? Does this plan actually cover the drugs that you need? Is there going to be extra out-of-pocket expenses? And so that's our hope with this talk, is that we'll walk you through what should you ask yourself about a drug plan as you're looking at it. Is your current one still good, or are there things to consider before you change, or consider because you should change? Maybe you're paying too much and you're like, oh man, this new prescription I'm on is really expensive. Well, another plan may cover it better.
So what this does is it helps, you know, make a better decision all the way around. It gives you all the information you need in order to make that wise one.
So with all Community Voices, though, they are free, and they're open to the public of all ages. But this one's probably going to be a pretty busy one. So we do kind of ask that people call ahead and just make sure they reserve a spot.
All right, very good. Golden Opportunities, Trading Spaces, what's going on there?
Well, that's a class that's going to actually happen this afternoon. It's not full, so if you need something to do at 1 o'clock today, you're going to want to come on up. And some representatives from Lowe's are actually going to come in, and they're going to talk about what kind of renovations you may be looking to do in your home. So maybe you're looking to add a grab bar or a rail or a ramp. Mm-hmm. How do you really kind of evaluate those things in your home to keep the value and yet also make really good choices as we age and need things to be just a little bit safer maybe from what they were. So you can come, and I think it's
$5. $5.
Starts at 1 o'clock today, and you can just kind of get some great tips and ask some questions.
Well, and also just to make sure that you're in your home longer. You know, nobody wants
That's
to leave
so
their
important.
Home. They don't have to. And so, you know, maybe you want to go for a loved one, and you want to listen for some suggestions that you might be able to make to their home to keep them there. So, you know, it's not just for someone who wants to fix up their own home. You know, you can go and listen on behalf of a loved one.
Now, Rachel, you and I talked about this the first time we sat down and did a radio show together. It's this precious moment.
I knew you were going to say that. Yep. Yes. So our Golden Opportunities group is heading down to Carthage, Missouri on September 18th. And they're going to go tour the Precious Moments the garden and the museum that they have there. And it's beautiful. If you haven't ever been there, you should. And this is a great opportunity to get out and go see that. And I think they're going to just spend the afternoon there, and then they're going to go have lunch at Cracker Barrel, which is always a win. So
Well, and the good thing to know about that trip is that it's not going to be on those little 15-passenger vans. It's actually on a large motor coach. So you're going to travel
going in style.
It's going to be comfortable, air-conditioned, less bumpy.
It's great. So we still have spaces available for that trip. I think you have till the end of next week to sign up for it. So we just wanted to make sure everyone knows there's just a little bit of room left on the motor coach, and you can come with us and travel. And like you said, get out, get going, get doing something.
It is 8:37 here at K1, and this is Community Connection, and we're talking with Jennifer and Rachel here from Elder Care. We have the Golden Hour celebrating 13th anniversary.
I think that's right. I wrote that down, and then I told you that, and then this morning I thought, I should look at that, but I'm fairly certain it's 13 years. So Golden Hour is our free social dinner for anybody 65 or older on the last Thursday, and September is always our anniversary, so we're very excited to celebrate how many years that we've been doing Golden Opportunities and having these dinners. So I always like to say, this is, if you've never been to a Golden Hour, this is the one to come to. We do it a little bit bigger and better than every other month. There's a little bit more food and a really great band from Tulsa that comes in that everyone loves called the Lighter Side Band.
Yeah.
And you can come in and hear them, and they're phenomenal.
We have a membership thing coming up here too, don't we?
The members only event?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know have we announced the theme for that one yet?
No, I think what Tom, you're probably talking about membership is that you don't have to be a member to be part of Golden Opportunities.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You can join at any point of the year. Right now it's prorated. It's not the same cost as if you joined in January 1 when you'd have a whole year's worth of benefit there.
Pay for what you get.
Exactly. So we prorate each quarter, so you can do that. And what it does is it gets you discounts on trips and travel and on educational classes. And then next quarter, we'll have our last members only event, and you have to be a member to attend. And those are usually sit down dinners, and they're themed.
They're super fun. They're themed. The last one was kind of an Asian cuisine and Asian decor. And that was very fun. And we had the lights dimmed and the music was very low, and it was beautiful. And it was a lot of fun. Everybody really enjoyed it. The food was great. So those are the members only dinners are great. They're worth the investment of becoming a member.
Very good. Now, how do you become a member?
Just stop by the front desk and tell us you want to sign up.
Hey, take me. Yeah. I'm signing up.
No, it's that easy. We'll get you signed up. You just stop by the front desk and someone will be there to help you. We've got a little enrollment packet and we'll get you all set up.
Or you can call.
Yeah.
You know, you can call.
I like to say, you know, if you're thinking, oh, I really want to go on that Precious Moments trip. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to come by the office. Give us a call. We will do it on the phone. We'll put you down. We can take a debit card or a credit card to make that payment on the phone. You don't even have to come see. No, we want you to come see.
We want you to come in, though. We want to see
what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're...
Get to know you.
Yeah. Some people live in Copan or Dewey, and they're not planning on getting out. Or it's really hot, and they're like, I don't know that I want to spend the time getting in the car for a few minutes enrollment. So give us a call. We can make it really convenient, too.
Now, we got the hot weather going on, but that's going to change. And flu season is going to kick in. I think we all know what that means. It's time to get your shots.
Yes. So we have a flu shot clinic that happens every year. And this is actually my first year to do it. So I am kind of learning as well. But our first one starts the end of September on a Saturday flu shot. Otherwise, they'll be the first Tuesday in October. So there'll be Tuesdays in October and... we have just the regular flu shot. We also have the high dose as well. So this is kind of going to be a new experience for me as well. I'm still kind of learning, and it's going to be interesting. I hear it's very busy. Our facility is hopping.
Well, I think people know that, you know, it's probably a good idea to hedge your bets. you'd get that shot. Now, once again, we get into the Medicare question. This is Part B. This is Part B.
So when you enroll in Medicare, usually you're automatically kind of enrolled in Part B. And Part B is going to cover that flu shot. So if you were to go to your primary care physician and you have Medicare, it's going to cover those vaccines. And so what we always say is those who come in, you know, we give away a lot of the high-dose vaccine, and that is only for people 65 or older. We can't give it to anybody younger than 65. And it's made because as we age, our immune system is a little compromised.
Yeah.
And things don't take an effect as well as we'd like them to. And so you actually have a 23% kind of boost that the flu shot's going to be better than if you took the regular dose. And so it gives you more of those antigens to really get it into your system. And so we encourage people to come. And, well, if you're 65 or older getting your high dose, you probably have Medicare. And so we take Medicare only for our flu shots. We don't run other insurances. So people will come in, bring your card with you, and then there's no cost for your flu shot. We'll just run your insurance, and it will be covered through your Medicare Part D or B. Part B. We were talking about D.
Part D is Community Voices.
Yeah. And if you don't have that or you still want to come and get your flu shot at elder care because we tried to make it really fun, there is private pay options as well that you can just come in and pay cash or check for those and call it good.
Very, very good. We're speaking with Jennifer and Rachel from Elder Care here on K1's Community Connection. Rachel, we have a free balance screen for the first Tuesdays in October coming up. What is a balance screen?
So our physical therapy department offers that, and they offer that all year round, mm-hmm. but they're specifically going to be offering that during our flu shot clinic.
Okay.
And this is just a great thing. If you're already out getting your flu shot, you know, we want you to take a minute and make sure that, you know, with the holidays coming up, that you are still able to travel and you don't have to worry about, you know, maybe I'm not as, you know, good on my feet as I once was, or maybe my feet get tangled up underneath me. You know, we still want you to be able to travel, and this is just a great preventative screening mm-hmm. to kind of just see where you're at, where you're, you know, how you're
going
to be getting around and what you can anticipate for the holidays. And not, I mean, just everyday life, but especially with the holidays coming up.
Well, you know, what happens is that, you know, we adapt, you know, as things in our bodies and our health change mm-hmm. and what have you, and sometimes we really don't realize that maybe we're wobbling a little.
Well, and you may not realize, exactly. You might not realize just maybe you're not as coordinated as you thought. And so this is just a gentle reminder if you need it. And then if you do find out that, you know, you might need to have some additional exercises added to your routine, the physical therapy department's there to help you with that. And you can mm-hmm. kind of get set up with them. And it's just a great opportunity to kind of see what we offer.
Now, I understand that we have speech therapy and that's going on really well.
Yeah, it is going well. I want to go back to the balance screen for a second. Yes. You know, we were talking a little bit about you may not know that, you know, you're even getting tangled up or off balance. And so we always kind of like to talk about your balance screening like your yearly eye check your hearing check. It's a really great thing because you may have come last year and got your balance screening perfect. Well, you come back this year, it's probably going to change. It's either going to increase because you've been doing exercises at home, you've been more active, so your risk is even lower. Okay. It could decrease because, you know, things happen
change.
And things change. So kind of treat a balance screening as a preventative health screening as well. You know, where are we? Because when you fall, it's not just about falling. It's the risk of fractures. It's the risk of you know, damaging muscles or tendons, you know, that can be really a big deal. And a fall is the number one reason that people lose their independence in their homes. Mm-hmm. They fall, they have to go and, you know, either get a boot on or something happens and they've really jeopardized that independence. So these preventative screenings, these balance screenings, they're really helpful in those regards. So if you're like, yeah, I mean, I understand what Rachel's saying, but no, think about it as a preventative screening, something you would do every year anyways to protect yourself.
And that is very, very important because, you know, I've got friends of mine who are a little bit older than I am, and a friend of mine was just walking his dog mm-hmm. the other day. Suddenly he falls. He breaks his hip.
Yeah.
He says, you know something, these falls, these injuries are quite a bit different than what they used to be. You don't bounce back like you just dust yourself off. He said he just laid there, and he had to get some help, and that was just not a good place to be, and he's just barely 65.
Yeah. Well, and Josh, our physical therapist, or one of our physical therapists, he will always say, you know, for a long time, people treat physical therapy as something that you do after you have a surgery or a fall, Well, if we start looking at physical therapy as proactive, not reactive, if you're coming in before the fall and checking your balance, if you are hoping to get more active and strengthen and get in an exercise program before so that you are maybe preventing more injuries, do that now. Physical therapy isn't just a reactive medicine. It's not something you just do because you had hip surgery or you fall. It's something you can do well before to help prevent those, to increase your walking distance and your strength and your balance so that maybe we can actually prevent the fall and we can prevent the injury well before it actually happens. And that's the same thing with our speech therapy. Yeah. You know, it's the whole point is to kind of help prevent things from getting worse. So maybe you can't do speech therapy as a preventative medicine before something happens. You had a stroke, you diagnosed with Parkinson's, but what it can do is it can prevent the symptoms, the parts of it from getting worse. And so our physical therapy and our speech therapy departments, they're here to make those things better to do that. So if you are looking for speech therapists, there's not a whole bunch in town, and we'd welcome you to call up to Elder Care and learn about our speech therapy program that just launched in July and get some more information.
Very good. How can people reach you by phone?
918-335-8600.
And the web.
And it's abouteldercare.org. Or our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, the Facebook page. Yeah, everybody's on that.
Facebook, yeah.
Ladies, I want to thank you for dropping by today and really appreciate you being with us here today on Community Connection. I have to go to the speech therapy thing today. I've been having myself a time. And once again, our Community Connection has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and NECAM Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and